25 degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Tennesseans have decided party candidates for November's midterms. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that when it comes to congressional races that touch Nashville, some of the winners were financial underdogs.
In Tennessee's 4th District, which newly includes South Nashville, Victoria Broderick nabbed the Democratic ticket, despite being out-fundraised by nearly $700,000. She'll face Republican incumbent Scott Desjarlais. In the 6th, which spans Nashville to Crossville, Democratic winner Mike Crowley overcame a cash deficit. He'll take on Republican State Rep Johnny Garrett. They're vying for a seat vacated by a gubernatorial candidate.
In the new 7th District, which makes a C shape out of Nashville and includes Dixon, Clarksville, and Gallatin, Darden Copeland won the Democratic ticket. He'll face incumbent Matt Van Epps. Metro Nashville Police Department started trying out drones as first responders this spring in the Madison area. Today, the pilot program ends after 30 flight days. The Nashville Scene reports that MNPD will have a media presentation next week to discuss the results of the trial period. This comes on the heels of a heated Metro Council meeting where council members introduced new legislation to limit the department's authority to adopt new surveillance technology. MNPD launched the pilot without sign-off from the Metro Council, using a state law that lets the department create short-term programs. That angered some elected officials, especially those who oppose surveillance technology. This is 90.3 WPLN News. We'll be back with more local news at 4:32.